We're reading in the study of the Ten Sefirot, volume 1, part 3. We are in chapter 7, the words of the Ari, item 9. You can send questions, pertinent questions will be aired during the lesson.
Yes, please, let's keep going.
Item 9, the words of the Ari. When counting 4, it is the actual number of the emanated beings. When counting 5, we include the keter with them, where there are emanator and emanated being. Do not be surprised that we sometimes say that the 10 sefirot are divided into 4 letters havaya. Sometimes we say that they are divided to 5 partsufim. When we say that it is 4, it is the actual number of the emanated beings. And when we count 5 partsufim, it's when we include the root of the emanator along with the emanated beings.
Allah.
Next. If there's no questions, we keep going.
Continue to item 10, the Ari's words?
Yes.
Okay. In every degree in the world, the upper one is regarded as the emanator and the lower one as the emanated being, in which there are 4 phases. There is a median phase between them called Keter, in which there is an emanator and an animated being. Because Keter is Malchut of the upper one, it is called Ani, or I. And because it is Keter of the lower one, it is called Ein, or absence. This is the meaning of I am the first and I am the last. Know that it is the same in every 10 sefirot in each and every world, as well as within each and every partsuf. This is because in each and every phase, the upper one is always regarded as the emanator, and the lower one is regarded as the emanated being. The emanated being is not less than 4 letters Havaya, even in the particular and the inner 10 sefirot. And there's also a median phase between them called Keter. Understand that thoroughly, for by that all the issues will become clear. This is the meaning, I am the first and I am the last. Keter is the first, and he is the last. He is the Ein, and he is the Ani. It is so because he is last in the phase of Malchut of the emanator in him, and is called Ani, which is Malchut. And in the root phase, the emanated being in him, which is the phase of Keter, is the first, and it is called Ein. Having the letters of Ani in Hebrew.
Key of 1.
Yes, dear Rav. How inside of a partsuf do you differentiate these parts of Keter? How are the different parts of the partsuf relating the upper Malchut on behalf of the Creator and the lower one, which is Keter? Of all the sefirot.
We are only studying general matters. But truthfully, in the partsuf, there are many discernments. And in Keter, obviously, Keter bestows to all the other partsufim, to the 9 sefirot below it. Through those 9 sefirot, or those 8 sefirot, it makes of itself the 10th sfira of the partsuf, and there's the malchut that gives its response back, called reflected light. And then it turns out that she changes all the sfirot from below upward back and completes those sfirot in a reflected light, that the closer to Malchut, the Sefirot, they have more forces. The further away they are, they have less forces. That's a reflected light. And from direct light, there's more forces from above downward. So it turns out that other Sefirot, from below upward and above downward, they complete each other. And in each one, there's 10 Sefirot. In each and every Sefirah. Except for that, each and every Sefirah isn't just a Sefirah, but it's a new quality, different from its other. That's why, by the incorporation of the Sefirot between them, we have a new essence called a Partzuf. A Partzuf isn't just a collection of Sefirot, it's a connection between different qualities that contradict each other. And all in all, they affect one another in a way that these Sefirot want to complete each other. That's why in each and every one of them, there's also inner private Ten Sefirot. And they also divide themselves to the first nine in Malchut. And also there, you have coupling by striking and reflected light on the direct light and more and more. Meaning these things eventually never end. They just continue till infinity. Just like in our universe, you see that there are no limits. Where does this end? It doesn't end. That's how it is, we could say, in spirituality. That's why it's difficult for us to speak in a general way about spirituality. And in a private way, we only speak about the different parts as much as we can express it in our language. Okay?
Вот вы говорили про границы. А границы постижения, вот...
You talked about the boundaries, the boundaries of attainment of a Partzuf by the Kabbalist. A Kabbalist feels all these qualities as one whole or in some graduation, certain order between them, or
the Kabbalist attaining the Partzuf attains it in the way that that Partzuf is expressed in him, the way it's built in him, in the efforts of the Kabbalist, through the efforts of the Kabbalist. And it's not that it happens just like that, it happens in the Kabbalist himself. And it doesn't happen anywhere else, but in the desire of the Kabbalist, as much as he can equalize himself with the Creator, so he starts attaining these actions upon himself. How can he equalize with the Creator as much as he's willing to connect to the group?
Так вот, получается, что из ваших слов, что есть как бы постижение, то есть
from your words it works out that there's the Kabbalist, there's the equivalence of form with the Creator, and there's something in between, which is, let's say, the connection in the group.
No. Without a person incorporating in a 10, he can't be connected to the Creator. He can't be connected to the Creator. The Creator bestows upon him, but in a different way, in an alternative way, in order to awaken a person. But in order to truly connect to a person, that he is included in a person, the Creator is included in the person is included in the Creator, that only happens through a Partzuf. And the Partzuf happens through the incorporation with the environment, with the tent. There's nothing to do here. Just like written in the articles, that's what we need to do. You can't search for some other way. These are laws, the laws of nature. PT19.
It's very interesting, he says, and there's the median between them called Keter. And understand this very well, because here all the things that we will clarify of I am first and I am last, because the Keter is first and he is last, and he is Ein and I am Ani. I would be very happy. First of all, why is he mentioning that it's in between? The Keter is in the middle.
I'm not going to explain it, because we can speak about it many words and it still won't be understood.
What's the median?
The median is what's in between the creator and created being. That's the Keter.
If so, a simple question. Do we need to reach that same Keter?
What's that Keter?
The feeling of Keter.
Yes. Yeah.
Tel Aviv 4.
Okay, thank you.
Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. Can you explain with simple words so we understand what world, Patsuf, Sfirot are?
Sfira.
A Sfira is from the word Sapir, illuminates. It's the will to receive that is restricted, and there's a screen and reflected light, so it shines. A Patsuf is a collection of Sfirot, desires, that are connected together, even though they're different. But they're connected because they have one intention, to bestow to the Keter, to give back to the Keter what they receive from it, from Keter to Malchut. That's why Malchut performs a restriction, a screen and reflected light, and that reflected light ascends from Malchut to Keter. When it reaches Keter, in the Keter, the direct light and reflected light connect, and from that, you get an illumination through all the Sfirot, and that's a Patsuf. A world, because Malchut is comprised from 5 degrees of coarseness of the desire, so all in all, we have 5 degrees. And these degrees are called levels or values or phases. And these degrees put together or comprise a world. A world means 5 patsufim that are also called Keter Chochma, Bina, Zeran, Pin, Malchut. Just like the Sfirot and the Patsuf, Keter Chochma, Zeran, Pin, and Malchut. Only this is on a degree of Partsufim and not Sfirot. And then from that we have a world. And from 5 worlds we get all of reality that the Creator created. You can call them according to numbers, names, Sfirot. Call them whatever you want. But altogether, it's 5 Sfirot that gather into 5 Patsufim, and the Patsufim gather into 5 worlds. That's it. That is the whole of reality. 5 times 5 times 5. 125 Patsufim, or degrees.
Kiev.
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 Раф, вот вы сказали, что в Кетере встречается прямой свет с отражённым. Вот что это такое?
You said that in Keter the direct light and the reflected light meet. What does that mean?
Keter of direct light and Malchut of reflected light. That's it. That's where they meet, the Creator and created being together. In mutual bestowal.
Moshe.
Let's keep going to chapter 8.
Chapter 8, we're going to clarify that chubtum are like a person who has his body and soul, and the soul is like sits in his hall. Chokhma is the secret of the worlds and the lights in the world of Atzilut, and it is the soul of Al Atzilut, and it's called the upper Adam.
and it is clothed with Bina, which is the totality of the vessels that is called the body of Atzilut. Zeranpin clothes the body, which is the garment, and Malchut is the whole of them all.
He wants to describe it to us in a way that we can, like, depict it before us, this picture. Because otherwise, how could we even be in any connection, at least in somewhat, that we'll be able to depict this in the air in front of us? Come on.
So, item one.
כי כל הנאצלים כולם בחינה אחת, הכוללת כל.
As we explained that all phases are called one soul and are the four degrees of Havaya, and they have a superior fifth one, the median between them and Ein Sof. We will now elaborate on each and every world in general, and afterwards we will return, God willing, to explain all of them as one whole.
Yeah, so he wants to organize this whole structure of all the worlds. Next.
Item two, everything that exists in the world Abia is not more than the four phases Chubtum, which are the letters Yud, K, Vav, K, and our soul, body, garments, house.
Here he's starting to use new names instead of saying Keter Chochma Bina Zeranpin Malchut, or instead of even saying Yud Hey Vav Hey, the name of Havaya. He already starts using soul, body, garments, house. We'll get used to these names. Sometimes we use them, but usually we use the names of the Sfirot. Next.
Item 2. Everything that exists in the world's Abia is no more than the four phases Chubtum, which are Havaya. They are the spiritual, called soul, the organs of the body, the clothes, and the house.
Meaning that instead of saying that from Keter expand Chochmah Bina Zeranpin in Malchut, he says that here we have a soul and organs and the body and clothes and the house. Sometimes he calls it the hall. Root, soul, organs, body, clothes, and the house. Five phases.
Item three. The light in Atzilut is the spirituality called soul, which is Chochmah. The soul is clothed in the vessels of Atzilut, which are called body.
Meaning the world of Atzilut has the light of Chochmah in it, because the first world is Adam Kadmon. It has the light of Yechida, or the world of Keter. Atzilut is Chochmah, the world of Chochmah, and it has the light of Chaya, or the light of Chochmah. Yeah.
We will speak of the world of Atzilut, and from that, the rest of the will be understood. The internality of the entire of Atzilut is the spirituality called soul. It is clothed inside the organs of the body called vessels, which are the ten sfirot, which are called rosh, arms, and guf.
Yep.
What?
Next.
Item four. There are ten vessels in the guf, which are the ten sfirot in the boundary and measure that exists in Atzilut, which is Bina. Let us return to the issue of the guf. This phase is ten sfirot, ten measures, because they contain a boundary and a measure, as it is written in Pirkei Chalot, of the degree of 236 thousands of tens of thousands persons.
Yes, this body has many, many, many parts. We're not going to get into this. He doesn't teach them either.
Item 5. And the body of Atzilut is clothed in garments, which is Ziranpin, which clothes Bina.
Meaning we have Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. So the lower world clothes on the upper one. It adds upon it. Number 5.
This body is clothed inside the garments of Atzilut. Just as our sages said, the Creator was clothed with 10 garments, a garment of pride, as it says, the Lord reigns, He is clothed in majesty. It is written in Pirkei Chalot that the robe of the Creator is called
the name of the robe of the Creator.
It is written that the name of the robe of the Creator is called Zahariel. But the soul inside has no measure at all. However, when compared to Ein Sof, he can call them by the names measures and sfirot in relation to the soul as well.
Ken. Hala.
Next.
Item 6. The garments are inside the houses, which are the 7 halls of Atzilut, being Malchut, and altogether it is considered that the upper Adam, which is a soul that is clothed in the body, and the body in garments, is placed in the king's hall. These clothes are inside the discernment of the houses, which are the 7 halls of Atzilut, which are the discernment of the world itself, being the heaven and earth and the air between them. All this is the discernment of the houses, and they are called the world of Atzilut, where the upper Adam resides, who is a soul, body, and garments of Malchut placed in the upper hall of the king, which is the world of Atzilut in general.
He's telling us that the structure is similar to us. There's a world. In the world, there is a person, man, which is in his house, and that's how it's divided.
Allah.
Next.
Item 7. The 4 phases, soul, body, garment, hall, are chubtum, and keter is their 5th, containing the roots of these 4 phases, negle. These 4 phases are the 10 sfirot that begin at the above chokhmah, and have 4 phases. Then there's also the discernment of Keter, which is the 5th phase, the root of them all, which contains also the root of the above 4 phases.
Yes, Moshe.
Item 8. Each of the 4 phases, Nigle, Neshama, Guf, Levush, Echal, there are 10 Sfirot Chubtum. The soul in Keter is the root of the 10 Sfirot Chubtum of the souls of soul in Atzilut. And the body of Keter is the root to the 10 Sfirot Chubtum of the bodies. The garments of Keter are the root to the 10 Sfirot Chubtum of the garments, and the hall in Keter is the root to the 10 Sfirot Chubtum of the halls.
Meaning that we have the Partsuf of Keter, and then we have Keter Chochma Bina Zeranpin Malchut. So from Keter Chochma Bina Zeranpin Malchut in Keter, we have
Partsuf of Keter.
The partsufim of Keter of Guf, then a part of Chochmah, a part of Bina, and so on. Meaning Keter includes in it all the roots to everything below it.
Kiev.
Kiev.
Yes, dear Rav. This division to soul, Guf, Levush, Echal, the halls, the houses. Where is this in the Parzufim?
It's five parts, and the will to receive them must always be. It comes from the four phases of direct light and their root called Keter. And it's in each and every created being, no more, no less than five parts. So he explains how these five parts, everywhere they are, themselves and in connection with all the other parts, the main thing he wants to explain to us, that all the worlds are one after the other, connected in such a way together, and from each and every world, the five parts have a result of every part of every world, and in all those parts, again and again and again. And that's where it all builds one system. Moscow 7.
Раф, в конце урока осмелюсь высказать, ну, как бы впечатления такие, да, или, может быть, пожелания.
Раф, at the end of the lesson, I want to give a little bit of an impression.
Это, наверное, самое главное.
The study of the tenth field is not a simple study. It demands connection, and it's probably the main thing through which we can reach the perception of what Rav of the Ari is giving us here. So there's a matter here during the study that somehow mentions, let's say, a 10 that's on duty that should have awakened. Today in our 10, one of the friends awakened this, and I felt like I'm studying it in a completely different way. So that's what I wanted to ask.
Great. I'm very happy to hear such things. Do it. But what do you want? That I'll constantly remind you, we're speaking about 10, the Patsuf, where all the 10 Sfirot are connected. We're speaking how we have to be connected in such a way. Do you want me to talk about it more and more? Well,
у нас есть дежурные десятки. Они могли бы как-то, ну, тоже готовиться заранее к этому.
Tens on duty. They can also prepare to give some kind of guidance or aim something. It's an option.
I'll be happy if you speak about it between us and determine such things. And really, every so often, let's say every half hour, some representative from some group wakes up and tells the whole world that we have to be in some way connected. But first you have to make sure you choose what he's supposed to say, a sentence or two, that the heart will jump out from it. I'm for it.
Туда же Марта.
Thanks for saying.
Беседа Гамур.
Thank you.
Мы шли на Акшав от Эфонахну.
What else do we have?
We're in item 8 of the words of the Ari.
You've read below
the first part before the title. I read 8.
Ken.
In each one of the four phases. Neshama guf levush echal in Atzilut contains 10 Sfirot Chubtum. The soul in the Keter to the root of the Sfirot Chubtum of the soul of Atzilut, and the body of the Keter is the root to the 10 Sfirot Chubtum of the bodies, and the garments of the Keter are the root to the 10 Sfirot Chubtum of garments, and the haw in the Keter is the root to the 10 Sfirot Chubtum of haws, meaning that Keter eventually is the root to all the Patsufim and the worlds and everything that comes below it. Number 8.
It turns out that the light and the soul in Keter are the root of the 10 Sfirot of the souls of Atzilut, which begin from Chokhmah. The body in Keter is the root of the 10 Sfirot of the bodies in the 10 Sfirot of Atzilut, which begin in Chokhmah. The garments in Keter is the root of the 10 Sfirot of garments in the 10 Sfirot of Atzilut, which begin in Chokhmah. And the hall in Keter is the root of the 10 Sfirot of Atzilut that begin in Chokhmah.
Again.
Yep.
No,
Well, read 9-2.
Item 9. All that exists in the world of Atzilut is imprinted in the world of Bria. Then the world of Bria was created the very same way. That is because through the screen, which is the bottom of the hall of Atzilut, it illuminated downward and here and there imprinted everything that was in the world of Atzilut. It is called the world of Bria because it is a light of consequence and is not the upper light itself. However, because it is a seal of Atzilut, it should have all the phases that are in Atzilut.
Meaning the phases of Atzilut are also in the world of Bria, but the lights that are in the world of Atzilut aren't in the world of Bria. The world of Bria is much less than the world of Atzilut. It is below the Parsa. It doesn't have the light of Chochmah, but only the light of Bina. Not of Chassadim.
10. The Keter of Atzilut imprinted the four roots Nigle in Keter of Bria. From the soul in Keter of Atzilut, the soul in Keter of Bria was imprinted. From the body of Keter of Atzilut, the body of Keter of Bria was imprinted. And from the garment, the garment, and from the hall, the hall.
Meaning all the discernments in the upper world pass on to the lower world, each one against it. Keter te keter, chokhmah te chokhmah, bina te bina, zeranpin te zeranpin, and malchut te malchut. Next.
And the matter of Keter, which is the fifth part that is made of the four phases, Keter imprinted in the head of Bria and in Atzilut, the Keter of Bria was imprinted, and from the body of Keter Atzilut was the Keter of Bria, and from the garment of Keter Atzilut, the Keter of Bria, and from the hall of Keter Atzilut, the hall of Keter of Bria.
Okay. Where do we have? Oh, you know what? Let's finish. Where are we?
11. Nigle of Keter of Atzilut, which are extended from Nigle of Keter of Bria, are extended through Malchut of Atzilut, that was clothed in Keter of Bria. Likewise, the rest of the Sfirot of Atzilut that were imprinted in Bria were extended through Malchut of Atzilut by the coupling, by striking on the screen in her.
As usual, we reach Malchut, we perform coupling by striking, and move on to the degree lower than it. 11.
However, these lights did not extend from the actual Keter of Atzilut to Keter of Bria, but through Malchut in Malchut of Atzilut, which is Atik of Bria, which clothes Keter of Bria. She extended these four phases in Keter of Atzilut and created them in Keter of Bria. The ten Sfirot of Atzilut did similarly and extended their light through the above Malchut in the above Keter, and they imprinted the seal of Atzilut in Bria, soul from soul, body from body, garment from garment, and hall from hall.
12.
Item 12. Malchut of Bria, which descended and clothed Keter of Yetzira, she extended the seal of the five Partsufim Kachabtum of Bria, which are Nigle, to the world of Yetzira. The souls from the souls, body from the body, garment from garment, hall from hall, as it is in Yetzirah and Asiyah as well. Similarly, in Yetzirah, Malchut of Bria was Atik, connected with Arich Anpin of Yetzirah. There it was named Keter of Yetzirah. And the five Partsufim of Bria extended and imprinted their seal in the Yetzirah by the same way as in Bria. Souls from souls, bodies from bodies, garments from garments, and halls from halls. Similarly, the five Partsufim of Yetzirah imprinted their phases in Asiya. Souls from souls, bodies from bodies, garments from garments, and halls from halls. And so on, by the same way, all the worlds together as one whole.
Here it's all signed from above, and there's no more than that. All in all, it all comes from above through predetermined absolute laws, and that's how we're just studying it and attain it too. Okay. So, what will we do? Let's just ask one question from Turkey.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, where do Chochmah and Bina meet, and what seed emerges from the meeting of these two?
There is no such question. Chochmah and Bina don't meet. They only meet in the Malchut, because Malchut connects them all together through its desire to bestow. And no more than that. And they're never incorporated together, because they're opposite from one another. The connection can only be through reflected light, that each one wants to bestow to the Keter, to the Creator. Okay?
Florida.
Okay, Florida.
Yes, Rav. What does it mean, halls to halls? What are they referring to, halls?
Hall to hall.
Malchut.
It's Malchut. Root. Soul, clothing, and hall, it's Keter, Chochmah, Binah, Zeran, Pin, Malchut. That's how they're called in the world of Atzilut. Shorash, Neshama, Guf, Levu, Sheichal. It's the parts of the soul of a person, of Adam. Okay. We'll stop here, and we'll continue tomorrow. All in all, we just need to get an impression by the way he's saying it. It's good that you read it during the day, just so each one has it, just simply some kind of general impression of it. A general impression. No more than that. It's not that we're studying this in all details, all of it, because it's something we attain according to the rules we learned before. Incorporation in the group, and from the group, a tendency towards a creator. And then when we start connecting, so it starts organizing into Partsufim and worlds and halls and Sfirot and all these things. That's why it's all... It will all be clarified. For now, you see in what pace he's writing it. He's not explaining much below either. So, have a good day, and till tomorrow. Goodbye.
So, an announcement, our recorded broadcast for today, from 10 to 10:30 a.m. Israel time, the news program with Dr. Michael Lightman, from 10:30 to 11 fin, the program, an inside look with Dr. Michael Lightman, and we'll sing a song.
What goes on here between us? In this life we're all dying to know. What awakens between us? In my heart I can't take it no more. If we made it so far, it's a sign that we're close to our goal. So we march on together and soon we'll discover our soul. Let it all out, leave all your cares, and begin to dissolve in the love in the air. We won't despair, no we won't stop. Keep moving together, we let no one try. Let it all out, leave all your cares, and begin to dissolve in the love in the air. We won't despair, no we won't stop. We climb up the ladder, we climb to the top. La 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 la. De girar en ascensos, descensos, un cambio global nos empuja a despertar para cada día el tiempo acelerar. Caminamos por años, desiertos y mares, así con fuerza podremos sostenernos juntos al fin. Ven a cantar para abrir y esparcir el amor que hay aquí. Sin aflicción, sin retracción, marchemos al frente y nunca hacia atrás. Oh, un mirkol, oh, un ashir, menatchil efalzer ahava ba'avir. Lo nityaesh, lo na'atzor, נצא מהחושך ישר אליו.